Welcome back to InDef Podcast. The Season 3 Finale. Episode 10. Featuring IM35. Enjoy the show.
Peace, 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 InDef Podcast. We have made it to the season finale, season 3, episode 10. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Barry Mars, a.k.a. the Fly Goat, a.k.a. the Beacon of Happiness, a.k.a. Doc Marzi. I got a very special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
What's going on, people? This is IM35.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the pod, bro.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you having me.
No doubt, no doubt.
I appreciate you, man.
Nah, no problem, man. I'm glad it happened, man. It was a lot going on today. Yeah, man.
I feel you, man. It'd be like that, man. I swear to God, like it'd be so much, like, you know, stuff coming down on you and all of that, you know, like during the week, like, you know, with work or obligations and, you know, just stuff that we all have to do, you know.
Facts.
So much, man.
Agreed, 100%.
It's like the world is changing, man. It's like it's getting faster, ain't it? Like every year by year, even since especially since the pandemic. Like you think about like shit since 2020, man. Like you know how fast everything is speeding up, and you're like, damn, this is crazy.
No doubt.
It's dope to be a part of it, though.
Man, for sure. Thank you. But yeah, first question, man. Dream studio session. You get to pick one rapper. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sorry, not one rapper. You get to pick one producer and three rappers to be in the studio with you to create. Who are you picking?
Does it have to be genre specific or can it be anybody?
Anybody? Yeah.
Producer, Rick Rubin. Artists, you said three artists, right?
Three artists, yes, sir.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Oh, God. Tupac.
Where?
I don't know. It's too many, man. Tupac, 8-Ball and MJG.
Ooh.
And that's two right there. I mean, really, that's three. I mean,
right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Somebody, people like that. Anybody from that era, man.
Dope. I don't think I've listened to 8-Ball and MJG in a minute, man. Like, I grew up listening to them.
You know what's crazy about 8-Ball and MJG, man? Like, I always heard about them because the thing is, like, I grew up in, so my background, like, I moved around a lot my whole life. I was born here in the U.S. I was born in Atlanta, but then we went from Atlanta to Florida. Both of my parents are from Jamaica, like, so, like, they moving around, like, you know what I mean? They ain't stable, like, you know, like, and so they went from Florida, and I lived in Jamaica for 8 years, and I came back to Atlanta when I was 17, and then I lived there for, like, what was it, like, 10 years, then I did Peace Corps, I left the country for 2 years, and then then I landed in D.C., I was there for 4 years, and now I'm here in North Carolina, like, so it's, like, it's crazy, like, I you know what I mean, but, yeah, man. Yeah, you know, like that's how much, you know, how much moving has taken place, like, you know what I mean, throughout those years and all of that. So I just wanted to, like, you know, just give you a bit of my background and stuff like that, you know.
No doubt. I feel it, man. Yeah. I've done a lot of moving around myself, man. You know, I went to college in Atlanta, man. I went to the Art Institute of Atlanta.
Oh, really? The one in Buckhead?
The one in Dunwoody.
Dunwoody, okay, yeah. That's the north side.
Yes, sir.
That's the thing, man. Atlanta's a place that a lot of people just pass through, you know?
Nah, facts. It's a melting pot. That's what they called it when I was down there.
Yeah. What years were you there?
From 2009 to 2015.
Oh, yeah. That's the... I don't know, man. When I came back from Peace Corps, man, like in 2017, it was just a different city, man. It was just way different from 15 to 17. I don't know what had happened, but it was a lot more people, and it just didn't feel the way it always did. It just that I don't know. It changed. It didn't have what it was. You know what I mean? Like you said, 2009. You remember it then? Like it's very different back in 2009, man. Compared to now, that's a small town.
Yeah, facts. Like,
really? It's quiet. I remember 2009, man. I mean, downtown after 10 o'clock, that thing quiet.
Yeah,
it's quiet facts. Down there. Ain't nothing going on. Yeah, it's quiet.
I was back in those, them J Futuristic, you know, Roscoe Dash.
Yeah.
Them cats, man. Back in those. Was that
Young LA or something?
Young LA,
LA. He was rocking it.
Yeah, who else, man? Rich Kids.
Yeah,
man, that was a time for Atlanta, man.
It was a little futuristic wave.
That's exactly. That was a wild time, man. Waka Flocka had just came out, man.
Yeah, all of that was brand new. Yeah,
that was a crazy time musically, man.
Yeah. I look at those years a lot of times, especially like the mid 2000s. I remember like growing up on Jeezy. And you know, like, I would run into Jeezy all the time. Like, you know, like, he's somebody who you would see out in the streets. Like, but, you know, I'm pretty sure you've heard the stories. Like, he'd just be out there by himself. And, like, I think about those years, and I think about where trap is today, and I'm like, damn, like, that was really, like, a real, like, pivotal moment. Like, they were really throwing seeds in the ground in them years. Like, you know, we were just living in it. You know, it was music that's coming out. But, like, you look at what it became, and you're like, damn, this thing came far.
Nah, facts. And this
it was physical different. CDs, man. It was Gangsta Grill mixtapes and DJ Drama and all that little shit like that. You know what I mean? It was all that. And like you see it now and you're like, wow.
Yes, it's wild different, man.
It grew, man. Like I listen to Gucci's first album sometime, man. The Trap House. And I listen to that sound and I'm like, yo, this is Atlanta when we were in high school. Like this is and you're listening to it, and you're like, wow, it came so far. Like you can hear that they in the house recording. Like you can hear it's the trap house, literally. Yeah. Like, hey, you know, it's that raw shit, man.
facts. It came a long way, man. A long way, man. So yeah, my next question, man. I keep forgetting that I gotta get my timer out for this question, man. This is a timed question.
But yeah, I remember your last question. I said A-Ball, MJG, Tupac, Rick Rubin on the track. That'd be crazy. I love Rick Rubin, to be honest with you, is because what he did not only with Beastie and what he did with Def Jam and all, but I listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers and I see his name on the credits for that. I'm like, dude, like, that's unreal, dude. Right, I'm like, yo, you do them and that? Like, ow. Is he tripping you up? Wow, man.
All right, so next question. Name as many albums as you can with no skips in 20 seconds.
Oh, my God. All right,
you ready?
In 20 seconds, albums?
Yep. All right, go.
Californication, All Eyes on Me, Doggy Style, Ready to Die, It Was Written, Illmatic, The Chronic, Doggy Style, I said that already, Dog Food, The Chronic 2001, Nostradamus, I Am.
That's your time.
All right.
You named quite a bit, man.
Great exercise, man. Thank you. Holy shit. No, dude. Holy shit. Like it says so much about you.
Facts,
you know?
Facts. That's
it. You literally took me and squeezed me out. I was like, wow, holy shit. This really gets you like who this person is, like what this person listens to.
facts. That's like really that's like the premise of my podcast for real. Is like I don't want to say what are your favorite albums. Who do you listen to? I'd rather ask it in a creative way that just makes the guest think. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, man.
That's why I call it. Yeah, like that's why I call it in-depth podcast because I'm going in-depth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Man, I feel it. I would it.
So next question, and this is a good question to ask you too, because you were, I feel like you were making music in the era where there was no social media.
Definitely.
So if social media became extinct, how do you think artists would prosper without it?
Ooh. Newsletters, email lists. Right. Definitely. Number one, I would say that. Is this including YouTube as well?
Yeah, because that's technically a that's
social
app.
Media,
yeah.
Essentially, right?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, exactly. So okay, so you cutting out YouTube too? Yeah, I'd say their website and that newsletter. The newsletter would be, I mean, it would, the importance would, like, it's already unspoken of, but like it would just, I think it would just, yeah, it would be unprecedented. That and like sites like Wix would get like way more traffic, probably. I would guess Wix, Squarespace, those sorts of platforms, they would probably start a lot of traffic, a lot of people just going there, you know. Yeah, that's what I would think.
I feel like,
what do you think yourself?
I feel like street teams would come back. They would have to. You know what I mean? They would have to come back, man. They would have to. Because it's like, how are you going to promote shows? Because, like, let's say people aren't checking for websites. You know, those posters got to get out somehow. You know what I mean? And without, like, social media being, like, a central location to post everything, I feel like people would have to be, like, you know, hey, I need some people to get this out for me, you know, like, I'm gonna post this flyer on my website, print it out and post it wherever you can, or, you know, something
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can see that, definitely, because I think as up and comings now, like, a lot of times we just think about in the digital realm, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's maybe where I was leaning with that, but, like, definitely as far as live performances are concerned, you know. And I think flyers are obviously still a thing, you know, like when you go to like universities, like I went to GSU, you know, when you're at Georgia State, they probably, you're going to get flyered and posted down. I mean, you know, Immortal Technique, you know, you're going to get like, you're just going to get like too many, like Killer Mike, you know what I mean? Like, it's wild too, because I'm thinking about when I was in college, like those little flyers, those Killer Mike flyers that I would see all the time. I'm like, yo, this is before he's RTJ. That, none of that shit ain't happening.
Right.
This is like 2011, 2010. I'm like, wow. Right. I remember when he used to open up for Ice Cube and shit like that. Right. Like, to see where, again, this shit is crazy, man. Like, but yeah, man. Like I feel what you're saying though. Like, that would definitely be a thing, you know. Like, that would definitely. You said street teams. Wow, you're taking it back.
That's a lot to think about too, because, like,
we are
in more of a digital age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. People are in the phone.
I feel like these kids would do something innovative, and then whatever they end up doing, like, you know, like the Gen Z artists, that would be the thing for this generation. Whatever they would come up with to, like, get their stuff out.
Yeah. That'd be crazy to see, you know.
Facts.
Yeah.
All right. So, what sports figures do you think were the most influential to hip hop culture?
Oh, wow. Obviously Michael Jordan. That goes without saying. You know what I mean? you think about that shoe. You think about his brand and what that has meant to it. Number two, obviously Shaquille O'Neal for, you know, the rap career that he had in the early 90s and, you know, his first few albums, he was actually a rapper. I don't know if a lot of people remember that, but like his videos would come on alongside Pac and Snoop and them. Like, the Shaq Attack, and Shaquille O'Neal, and he'd be rapping about how he gonna dunk on you and shit, and you'd be like, what the? I remember that shit, man. I still remember, like, yesterday, it was like looking like... No, he was kind. He was nice though.
He was nice.
Yeah, he was the only basketball player that was nice.
My favorite Shaq song to this day is "Can't Stop the Rain" with Biggie.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That's the man. I remember the first album. You know, like, shit. That was crazy. Yeah, we haven't had that ever again.
Nah, man.
You haven't had that, man. You haven't had an athlete that can touch the microphone, man. Like, cause remember your good old Kobe, man. Kobe.
Yeah.
Rest I remember that, Kobe. Oh shit, man. That shit was funny. But and then Allen Iverson, I remember they said he had an album too, but we never heard the joint.
Yeah, because he was too vulgar and they couldn't drop it, you know?
Yeah. I remember they said they did it and everything. He had like a full.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember hearing a couple songs too.
Oh, really?
You're familiar with Uncle John, right? The rapper?
Uncle John, who is that again?
He's from DC, rapper from DC. He posted one of Iverson's songs. I'm not gonna lie, whatever song he posted, I can't find it to this day. But that song was fire. I'm not gonna hold you.
You mean Uncle John?
Nah, it's Uncle John.
Uncle John, no.
It looks like Ankle, but it's Uncle, like you know, the Ankh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I don't know what that is.
Word.
That's wild. Yeah, like, and then I'm trying to think of, like, who else? Can you recall any other athletes, like, that had albums and rap, like do you?
Oh.
Because, I mean, like, I'm thinking about, like, athletes and their significance to hip-hop, and it's, like, usually it's those names right there, you know?
Facts,
I mean?
Like, facts.
Them two right there, they actually engaged with the culture, and they did songs with people, and you know, it was very realistic.
I mean, more recently, we have, what's dude's name? I forget what his first name is, but he played for the Hornets, Bridges, something Bridges.
Okay.
What was his name? His first name starts with an M. Something Bridges. It's not Michael. I can't think of his name, but I'm not gonna lie. He was pretty cold with the bars. He was on that Detroit style.
Yeah.
But he was nice. I rocked with his music though, man.
Oh, crazy.
And then we had Damian Lillard, too. He's doing his thing.
Wow. So it's a few of them, like, I guess, that's doing their thing right now.
Yeah, those two. I can't think of anybody else. Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's from a craft standpoint or is it from a business standpoint? It's not worth it. What do you think?
I don't know, man, because, like, now that I think about it, I don't think, as a rapper, right. Damian Lillard was as big as Shaq was as a rapper, you know what I mean?
Right, Shaq was like, I mean, Shaq had actual success, like,
right.
Facts. He sold albums, he definitely went platinum, you know, like,
nah, facts, you know, facts.
Back then, that's nothing, you know, like, you go platinum like nothing.
Like Damian Lillard has never gone platinum. Like, I mean, he's been doing like the Sway in the Morning freestyles and all that, but he's just never gone platinum. You know what I'm saying?
But he puts albums out.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
They're not bad too. They're not bad albums. They're pretty dope.
Does he have like features, like industry level features on there?
Yeah,
and stuff
he,
like that?
He had Lil Wayne on the album.
Oh, I mean, you know, that's how it is, man. I mean,
yeah, he. I mean, in my opinion, he's doing his thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't speak for what's that dude's name, Mikel? What is that dude's name?
I wish I knew more about sports, man. I ain't gonna bullshit you, man. Like, I don't really know too much about
it. It's something Bridges. Now I gotta look it up because I'm gonna beat myself up if I don't know this dude's name. Bridges. Miles Bridges. That's what his name is.
Miles Bridges, okay.
Miles Bridges. Now I ain't gonna lie, his rapping is, he's dope for that Detroit style, like, I rock with it, man. I rock with it.
That's nice.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I would say those two. No, those are the only two that I can think of.
No, agreed.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is that, like, in rap, we like so many rappers tend to talk about, like, you know, sports athletes, like, you know, like,
right.
This, like, LeBron, and always, like, you know, connect it back to that, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, it feels as if that connection is there, but not. Like, now that you brought up that, you know, that question, like, I'm thinking about it deeper.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, next question. If you had the world in front of you and you had the chance to get out just one message, what would be your message?
Oh, my God. Be yourself, no matter the cost. Because it's going to cost you, and you're going to pay a cost, and it's not going to always be financial, but you're going to pay a cost.
Right.
But it's worth it.
No it's doubt. Worth it. Short and simple, no doubt.
Yeah, it's worth it, you know.
Facts, man. It's a young guy out here, man, that I'm kind of cool with, you know. He makes music. He raps, but, you know, I think he's too afraid to be who he really is. So he, like, whenever he gets around me or some of my other friends, he, like, tries so hard to be something he's not. And it's just like, yo.
How so?
He tries to act like gangster or super hard. And it's like, yo, you don't have to act like that. Like, you know. I personally wish he could just be himself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. A lot of times it's, you know, like outside influences and, you know, like if you're a certain age, you know, you're trying to fit in as much as possible.
Yeah.
And you want to fit in. You want to be in with the in crowd and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of them, they tend to think that way. But, like, you know, you just got to be yourself, man. Like, because there's a lot of people out here that are living for someone else and living.
Right.
You know, like, they're living other people's wishes and what other people want for them, but not what they want really for themselves.
Right. Facts. You know, facts.
Yeah, it's a lot of that happening.
No doubt. That's, like, one thing I wish I could tell that kid, man, because he's, like, 19, you know.
19,
I wish I could
tell
him, like, yo, you don't have to act like this. Like, just whoever you really are, like, when nobody's around and you're just in your room saying raps or, you know, in deep thought, whoever that person is, that's who you need to be, because that's who you really are, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I could just tell him that, but, you know, he's so caught up in being accepted, you know?
Yeah, it's like that at that age.
Yeah, facts.
Like that at that age, man. Like, I was watching some shit the other day. This one dude, he was saying, like, so the part of your brain, like, there's a lobe, I guess, so, like, some part of the frontal part of the brain that in those years, in the teenage years, it's not very developed. So you don't think very deeper or cognitively about, like, your next decision. You just do it.
Right.
You know, like, your instinct is way higher than, obviously, like, you know, when you're older. And that area of the brain is more developed. You think
facts,
about
facts.
Things now, you know. So I think that.
Nah, facts,
I don't know.
Facts.
Yeah, man.
That's a solid message, though, man. I'll probably say the same for real.
That's a
solid message, bro.
Yeah, you're gonna pay the cost.
Nah,
you're gonna definitely pay a cost, man. Just to be who you are and to create your reality and really go after what you really see out of life, it's a cost, and everybody always thinks it's financial. And thinking about that, and I'm like, nah, it's not just financial, man. You gotta pay a cost. You gotta pay a real cost for it. It hurts, but I mean, it's worth it. You see where it's worth it, you know.
100%, man. 100%.
Absolutely, man. You see where it's worth it. Because I personally believe, like the way a lot of rap right now is looking back at 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, in 30 years, 25 years, they're going to look back at us and what we're doing right now. And they're going to be like, yo, that had that sound. What sound?
Right.
You know, the sound that they was recording in their room. And they had a laptop or they had this computer right here. What type of computer was that? That was an iMac. Yeah, but it was the 2019 iMac. It had a certain sound. Because 30 years from now, it ain't going to sound like that no more.
Nah.
It ain't. Hell no. It ain't no way it's going to sound like that. So I think a lot of times, like, a lot of people are caught up in the past. And the past is extremely important, like, you know, but, like, the importance of today, like, can't be even stressed. It can't be stressed enough because, like, I'm like, what we're doing, they're going to look at it. You know what I mean? It's gonna come up. Like, you know, like we're creating so much of a digital imprint that no generation was able, no generation that preceded us essentially was ever able to bring that about. But we're able to bring that about. Like, and then you got these AI bots.
Yeah.
Bro, you already know that. That's a whole different conversation. I don't know if you want to go there.
Yeah, man. Nah, man. This AI stuff, like.
This thing is.
I wish to God, to Allah, man, that people would stop making AI generated Jay-Z songs, man. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Like they did the Biggie, man. They took Biggie and they made him do the Mobb Deep.
Yeah, like I heard Biggie spitting what was that?
Oh my god.
New York State of Mind. I'm like, yo, I don't want to hear this. Like, and then Timbaland, man. Timbaland like made like some AI generated Biggie lyrics and put it on one of his beats. Uh-huh. I'm like, yo, nah, man.
Oh, yeah. Because you could do that because it's so smart. It could come up with a verse that sound like the art. Yo, I hear the verse, but I read it. It gave a Nas verse on Weekly Rap Gods. And I was looking at the words. I was like, yo, this sounds like something Nas would say. Like, he's like, I'm from the projects, but now I made it out. It's like talking about like I'm from the struggle, and you're like, oh shit, this is how Nas really sounds. And then, like, if you, I flipped it, and then I was like, there was like one, it was a Tupac lyric, yo. And I was reading the Tupac, I was like, yo, this sounds like Pac. This is how he talks. This is what he's about. Like, I'm like, shit, this thing is crazy, man. Like, what the hell's gonna? What I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know how it's gonna affect artists like that, man. Like, you know, like facts. It's just. Yeah, you hear about, like, I heard Universal is coming after them, like, the developers, because they're like, we have to, you know, protect our copyright, essentially.
Facts.
Yeah.
Nah, I've heard the same thing, too, man. It's going to get crazy, because I literally heard somebody, like, he has a whole song with him and AI Jay-Z, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a whole song. I'm not going to lie, the song is dope. The song is really dope.
It's an AI Jay-Z?
It's an AI Jay-Z. This dude got him and AI Jay-Z on a song, no.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I heard
it's
about
cool
the
song.
No, I heard some Drake. You heard the AI Drake.
Yeah, I heard the AI Drake too, no. I heard the AI Drake.
You're just
But yeah.
It's wild, man.
So we're... This is close to the end of the pod, man. Go ahead and spit some bars for us, man.
Definitely. Hold up. Let me get this dog up out of here because this little one right here is acting up right now. You gotta get up out of here, sir. I gotta get you up out of here. I'm about to. All right. How many verses does it take to make it? Writing verses, I wanna know which way to take it. Shipping down the Crown Hill, hold on. How many times does it take to make it? Writing verses, I wanna know which way to take it. Shipping kinda downhill these past years. How many times I done gave up, though I'm still here. How many times I got to make this here clear? The writing rhymes ain't no pastime, and I'm about to climb to the top. That's all I see and nothing else. I don't play with this here, the baby of them Reagan years. We grew up in the 90s, started around the 2000s. A trunk of CDs, some niggas thought that I was wildin'. Trying to give the world all, cause I had dreams. If the streets of Atlanta could talk, they'd say things. I got a different approach, cause I'm older. Gotta make them come looking, that's the business we were never told her. Now that we older, we lock a key in and nothing else. 86 on top, my bullshit'll never stop, nigga.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna drop a bomb right there. Like, when you hear this, it's gonna be a bomb right there, and then it's gonna be like straight to clock. That was fire, man.
Thank you, man. My bad, man. I had to, you know how it is when you jump into a verse, you know what I mean? And you said, yeah, hold on. I had to go back and rewind myself back and then run through again, you know?
No doubt. So yeah, man.
I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you so much.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you being willing to join, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Without a doubt, man. I appreciate you having me. You know, I saw the tweet and everything. I was like, why not? You know what I mean? I've been following you since I think 2021.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. You know what I mean? The community is real.
Facts. So yeah,
the
community
is real, man.
Go ahead and plug yourself in. Anything you got coming out, anyone you want to shout out, man, go for it.
I want to shout out 32 Digit. He's a producer based out of Moscow. He does the majority of my production. I want to shout out Neff. He does a lot of my production too. Those are the main two producers that I've been working with. Right now, to be honest with you, I'm putting out a new single like every month. Like I'm building, I changed my name. Like I was 3-5 from 2019 to this year. And I did I Am 3-5. I redid my my distribution. Mm-hmm. You know, I went from DistroKid to TuneCore. So now I'm redoing that. And it'll be a new song every month, man. So people could check for me on SoundCloud, on YouTube, on everything like that. You know, a lot is coming. A lot is coming, man. A lot, bro. I'm just trying. You know how it is. I'm just trying to build, man.
Yes, sir.
Trying to build, man, and touch the people.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you joining the pod again, bro.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
No doubt. In-Depth Podcast season finale. We will see y'all next season. And I have a big announcement in a couple days, in a couple weeks. So y'all stay tuned for that. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Yeah.
This. This the type of beat I tell a story to, cause these fans want lyrics and I make it relatable. Whether you been through some shit or not, 3-5 got your back. From start to finish, I'm still spitting this crack. Writing raps though they criticize, telling me that they support, nigga fuck your lies. I won't change how I flow for a goddamn soul. If you ain't get it then, nigga now you know. I can't sound like another rapper. Originality is pumping through my veins, so I'm going after all the money I could make. Keep your accolades, cause this ain't for recognition and I ain't afraid to tell you how I feel about the music industry. We claim we want better, but that ain't what I see. Why is it we got to down each other each time? A rapper's trying to be different with the way he rhyme. I'm so sick and tired, but this time I won't quit. Insecurity's on you, I won't quit. 357 to the 3-5, I feel him down me now. I swear I never felt so alive. This the type of beat I tell a story to. Every bar write the truth, mic check 1-2. Throw your hands in the air, let me see where you at. Mic check 1-2, and I'm coming back. This the type of beat I tell a story to. Every time I hit the booth, mic check 1-2. Throw your hands in the air, let me see where you at. Mic check 1-2, and I'm coming back. This the type of beat I tell a story to, cause I'm pouring out my heart, and every fan, they know it's true. On the second verse, I wanna tell you something. I'm about to break ground and niggas can't tell me nothing. Cause our culture never had another 3-5. I'm too diverse, I live like 3 lives. In just 33 years since I've been here, I'm a brown boy, tattooed, no fear. Mic check, I'm that nigga that they wanna hear. And if you ain't down with hip-hop, the fuck up outta here. I just call it how I see it, bro. Lyricism or the comeback, they better know. So let me talk my shit while I can. I'm the type of rapper to fuck his own fans. The type of rapper that mainstream can't stand. The type of rapper paid in full, he got a master plan, yeah. I'm all about the culture, nothing else. So believe me, when you greet me, you can see for yourself. Some niggas throw shots, knowing damn well that they gon' miss. I play the couch, writing rhymes, puffin' cannabis, nigga. This the type of beat I tell a story to. Every bar write the truth, mic check 1-2. Throw your hands in the air, let me see where you at. Mic check 1-2, and I'm coming back. This the type of beat I tell a story to. Every time I hit the booth, mic check 1-2. Throw your hands in the air, let me see where you at. Mic check 1-2, and I'm coming back.
Thank you Thank you all for checking out the season 3 finale featuring I Am 3-5. We will be back soon with season 4 episode 1 and we will make our big announcement soon. Keep it locked on in Def Podcast.
Want to schedule an interview on In Def Podcast? Well, now you can. Just follow and DM us on Instagram at In Def Podcast and schedule your podcast interview today.